This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
But you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is the end of a free society. It's the total New World Order plan. It's Operation Lockstep. This is everything. That's why I keep hammering the shots, hammering the lockdowns, hammering the persecution. Because they just think we're going to go to sleep for a while. We'll give them some type of political, cultural amnesty. And then we all just quietly go away. I mean, look at this footage. If you've ever seen a Pied Piper in the real world, that's it. One white-clad Judas goat in the paramilitary medical tyranny outfit, leading thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese who all got told they were red-coated with no evidence and had to go to the camps.
It's probably the biggest quarantine in human history. Millions of people worldwide were being quarantined.
Millions of people in China are once again under collective quarantine. In the industrial city of Changzhou, 6.6 million residents have been ordered to stay indoors. Workers in protective suits have installed metal barriers in some neighborhoods.
China is reportedly putting suspected COVID-19 patients in metal boxes.
Well, they're erecting sometimes shipping containers. We've seen a couple of tents as well.
More than 200 million people in China are in lockdown
and are banned from leaving their home, even to buy food. Long, winding lines of buses can be seen in a street, which are taking people to COVID-19 quarantine camps.
25 million residents ordered confined to their homes.
They're using bicycle locks and padlocks just to keep people in.
This video on your screen shows officials dragging a man into a quarantine center where the conditions are appalling, to say the least.
These people locked up in quarantine camps being treated worse than prisoners.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them.
The judge has ruled for guardianship of this four-month-old baby to be placed into the court.
He needs life-saving surgery, but his parents don't want him to receive blood from those who have been vaccinated.
So, this is all about the states, the same worldwide UN directed, taking control of your bodies, and now saying we're going to put blood product to people that have a growing prion or spike protein in your body. We have all the medical reports. The governor of Florida has criminal investigations going, a big pharma lying about this, but they're still doubling down.
We don't want blood that potentially could have spike protein. We don't want that. We know that that is, you know, he's got a compromised heart.
What's happening here is just the beginning of an authoritarian takeover, and it's coming for all of us.
This type of tyranny is coming to New Zealand. It is coming to Australia. It is coming to America. It is coming to the entire world. Chinese-style COVID lockdown tyranny is on its way.
For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above.
It's absolutely mind-boggling that you could hold healthy, law-abiding, fully vaccinated citizens in these kind of conditions.
We have now a window of opportunity to create this global reset which we all need.
This is what communism looks like. This is what totalitarianism looks like. Your child is not yours.
They will continue to try to restrict and limit and vaccinate, do all of the other things that we're seeing done in China. It's just a matter of time. And as their algorithms get more sophisticated, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab are not just going to sit back and allow humanity the freedom that we so clearly desire.
I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous. I think it's a role model for many countries.
This is the social credit score. This is breaking you down, locking you up, training you to be a slave. They'll only let you out again later as long as you follow all the orders they say. They get progressively more tyrannical. Where'd Bob go? I don't know. Went to a COVID camp, never came back. They're just training you to get used to seeing people grabbed and rounded up all around you. Super hardcore tyranny, the model of the Great Reset and the New World Order, and we're going to be here fighting it big time.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to lay out the huge news right now. But I want to give people some basic history of why I know about this from researching what's happened over and over again, not just with criminal elements in our government, but other governments and private corporations that operate kind of like Spectre does in James Bond, creating disasters, creating plagues, creating huge crises that their corporate subsidiaries, because they control the media, make money off of. That's a hypothetical James Bond script, but it's the real world. And Ian Fleming, who was number two in the OSS and then MI6 before he died, basically said, though, these are real scenarios that we've wargamed. A lot of this has actually happened. So you've got these organizations that want power and control and money to consolidate control. And they want to stage attacks. They want to stage wars. They want to release bioweapons. They want to crash energy markets. They want to steal pension funds. They want to crash currencies. Everything George Soros is famous for. But they need to be able to be seen as the saviors when they do it, and they need control of the federal police in any nation they're doing it to. Example is our corrupt, captured Justice Department. So people ask, why would the Rockefeller Foundation in 2011 lay out the exact blueprint of what they did in 2000, 2001, 2002. You read that document. People find these clips. They've got hundreds of millions of views. You've seen them. Where I go, and they're going to lock things down. You're going to wear masks. And they're having forced injections. They're going to have an ID on your smartphone. And they're going to, and people are like, Jones, he's just psychic, or he's Nostradamus, or he's one of them. No, I read their public report and a bunch of other reports. So you ask, well, why on earth would they admit what they're going to do and then do tabletop exercises months before they release the virus in 2019, early 2020? Because they've got all these bureaucrats and all these people that just follow orders that are going to have to run all this once it happens. So they've got to drill them and make sure they're going to follow orders. And they're so unconscious, they don't even put two and two together, that it's a war game. A war game isn't just a war game, it's an attack plan. That's why former head of defense intelligence, former top national security advisor, said a year and a half ago when we released our analysis, 3 hours long, on SPARS 2025, 2028, and he said, Jones has cracked the code. This SPARS operation, again, John Hopkins, the UN, Bill Gates, all the normal suspects, is the blueprint battle plan to execute this, but you can't tell all the minions and bureaucrats we're going to do this. You just give them the plan that you then execute 100% the way the plan says. And then when it happens, they all just follow the orders and never think, well, why are we giving the exact plan? But it's more important than that. You don't have people at internal meetings running around with an actual plan for like 12 monkeys to release a deadly bioweapon. they'd go to prison. The NSA would pick it up. The bureaucrats would learn about it. People would say, hey, I'm part of the system, but I'm not going to go along with a bioweapon. You'd go to prison. You'd get caught. So you call it a drill. You call it a simulation while you're walking around with the Death Star plans of what you're about to do. So here's the good news. Elon Musk has come out and says Fauci's going to prison and he's got all the internal documents that he lied to Congress and did suppress therapeutics and did control the media and did lie about gain of function. And that's great. But what do you think Fauci and his controllers like Bill Gates and those above him, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA, what do you think they're going to do when we bring them into check? Before we take them into checkmate, they are going to overturn the table. And how do you do that? With a new, more deadly bioweapon. And, of course, John Hopkins and the Rockefellers and Bill and Melinda Gates and the UN, just like they did Event 201 and SPARS 2025-2028 and Operation Lockstep, all the same plan being tweaked as they get ready to go with it, they have now announced, and Bill Gates ran the drill, we now learned just a few weeks ago, of the new super weapon to be released that is far more deadly than COVID and kills kids. So they're like, oh, you're going to get loose from the UN takeover? You're going to get loose from the corporate takeover of your body? No, you're not. No, 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 no. You're going to have hearings about us. You're going to charge us. You're going to release documents on us. You know what we're going to do? We've got all these bioweapon labs and all our operatives and all our eugenicists and all our death cult psychos and sociopaths working in them. And so now we just ran the drill. In December, just like they did 3 years ago to the day, of the new weapon. And now everybody's going to respond, and the new lockdowns. They just launched the weapon. You can bet your bottom dollar. It's already out there. Oh, this new RSV, and kids can't breathe, and kids are dying at 10 times the rate before, and everybody's dying. What's going on? Oh, oh. It's the shot they already gave you. It makes you produce a spike protein and destroys your immune system. And they're going to call it this new virus that they've got out there. They've already hit us. By the time they tell you, they've already hit you. Let's play a short newscast dealing with this. It's called Operation Catastrophic Contagion. Here it is.
Officials in two Latin American countries alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region, Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025. Over the past 6 weeks alone, there have been 500 confirmed or suspected cases reported. The virus could cause a severe pandemic if early containment and mitigation efforts are not successful.
The pandemic in this type of situation and trend would be a risk for the global health security.
Pandemics are inherently political, financial, and so much broader.
We have not spoken on the leadership in the country. And I think that we need to be also very careful. We cannot decide a lot of things without the leaders be involved and agree on that.
There is no substitute for national leadership.
It's important to support the local response or the national response.
Training those that are in these areas first, enabling them with the tools, protecting them, and if needs be, regional solidarity first.
At this stage, communication is key. And communication should include not just scientists with data, but also social, religious, and political leaders.
Trust. This is an essential issue. And trust was broken among countries, between populations and healthcare systems, between healthcare systems and governments.
I'm very sorry to say that in 2025, we need to strengthen the health system.
WHO needs to be a voice for the voiceless.
No one is safe until all of us are safe.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams.
So you wonder how they'll take over. You now see it, just like Jim Jones had his cult do Kool-Aid drinking drills. When they finally put the sign on it, they all drank it. And so they say it's imminent, it's coming, it's going to happen. Just get ready for it. Roll over and give up once it comes out. When they cooked up the last virus in a lab, I had a major whistleblower on yesterday, the vice president of the EcoHealth Alliance, their chief scientist, exposing it's all a depopulation plan, world government. He said that on the show. It's archived at Man.video. More straight ahead. We're going to beat these people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Epic things are happening. Incredible things are unfolding. And Bill Gates says they're wargaming a new virus that is going to kill the children. And he studied his previous operations. He's done this over and over again. But he's just the front man. So it's a big deal. Catastrophic contagion. Bill Gates, John Hopkins, and the WHO conduct another pandemic simulation with deadlier virus that targets children. And you notice we played that UN WEF clip last segment. They're like, we want to care about local governments. We want nations to be in charge, which means nations aren't in charge. Sign on to the new UN treaty to give them full control that's in Congress right now of your bodies. Doctors and victims to tell massive death and adverse reactions from COVID vaccines. You know what? Let's just play that. Let's play a clip from Senator Ron Johnson's event on public health titled COVID-19 Vaccines, What They Are and What They're Doing. Here it is.
What also is concerning in the Scandinavian data, which I was sharing with you, is that when you start mixing them, that even went higher. So if you give, like, we're going to give two, you know, you're going to get Pfizer and then a Moderna or something like that, that data was more concerning. The odds ratios were higher in those.
In 2020, when we had the massive assault with COVID-19, we didn't have an increase in stillbirth. That stillbirth rate actually dropped down to 5.73 from about 5.83 per 1,000 births, which was the aggregate of the three prior years.
So again, in your field, you didn't see that impact in terms of health outcomes from the disease.
It only
until the vaccine was rolled out.
That's correct. In 2020, the massive assault of COVID-19 and everybody, including my pregnant woman, I did not see this rise. The rise was not seen until after the vaccine. And I have vital statistics of our national vital statistics to prove that.
It's blank.
Boom. There it is.
It says intentionally blank on it.
That's the data that pharmacists and physicians are basing on giving the injections outside of mainstream media recommendations.
I would like to make this point for anyone who is considering getting their children vaccinated. We've had a hard lesson learned. We've had soldiers who have gotten vaccinated, who've been destroyed. You've heard victims up here who've been destroyed by this vaccine. An EUA product means you have no legal recourse. You could give that vaccine to your child, they could drop dead the next day or end up in a wheelchair like Matty Gray, and you have no ability to sue the pharmaceutical companies, just like my soldiers. They said it was FDA approved, yet they have not produced any FDA approved vaccines with corresponding lot numbers. And it is the lot number off of that vial. It doesn't matter if the EUA product and the FDA approved product have exactly the same ingredients in that vial. It is the lot number that corresponds to either an EUA product or an FDA-approved product that gives you the ability to legal recourse. And once this vaccine was put on the childhood vaccine schedule, the pharmaceutical companies have complete and permanent indemnity from legal recourse should anything happen to you or your children.
But it's not a vaccine.
And our soldiers have been forced to take an EUA product, even though it is illegal to mandate service members be injected with an EUA product.
The excess mortality has shifted so much so that it's pretty phenomenal what you see here in the charts before you. This is not my data. This is the Society of Actuaries. In 2021, in ages 25 through 64, the employed people of our nation covered under group life, they experienced a 40% excess mortality. As quoted by a CEO of an insurance company, just a 10% increase in excess mortality is a 3-standard-deviation event or a once-in-a-200-year flood. So 40 is off the charts. What's interesting about this is that the general overall population experienced 32% excess mortality. This group life policyholder subset is much healthier in general than the overall population. As done by previous studies, they experienced mortality 30 to 40% that of the general population. So something flipped in 2021 by 8 points. Go on to the next slide, please. For disability, this is the next data set is the U.S. Department of Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's pretty simple here. We saw disability take off in May of 2021 above averages. On Wall Street, we follow statistical deviations. There was this 3-sigma event, 3-standard-deviation rate of change year over year. And what we found particularly interesting was that the employed of our country experienced a 26% increase in the rate of disability versus the general population, which experienced 11%. To put some numbers on this, we're being very conservative on our start date. The number is probably much higher, but 1.2 million additional Americans in the employed segment of our population left the workforce or got disabled. That is the size of the state of Wyoming and Vermont combined. They've disappeared from the labor force. So if you're seeing labor shortages all around the country, this might be one of the explanations.
You see something like 10 to 15% excess mortality continuing as recently as the past few months. And so, you know, that's very troubling. But if we roll to the next slide, you know, the senator asked us to show just the one chart that tells the entire story. This is that chart. The UK government, until this summer, was reporting a data series that showed the relative mortality rates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated by the number of doses of the vaccine. We've done what we think is really professional work with this, and we think it simplifies down to a conclusion that says that through the last available data set, the people in the UK who took the vaccine have a 26% higher mortality rate. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now have a 49% higher mortality rate. And worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have approximately 145% dose of worse mortality rate. That last data point is on its face confusing, especially because it seems like there's more and more, it just doesn't make a ton of sense unless you realize that what's going on with this really is that the people who took the dose, the first dose, in the United States, that's about 12% of people, but then stopped taking any other doses. Those people, through their choice to stop, disproportionately the ones who were harmed. And so what we're concluding is that if you happen to be an unlucky person who was in some fashion, even moderately injured, with a minor injury, you decided not to continue, the best statistics we have, show that you're going to have, at least through today, maybe it'll get better, you know, and obviously we're all here because we're hoping to find treatments and cures.
All right, the full video's on InfoWars.com. So you're being murdered. It's here. It's real. They think you're too dumb to realize it. This is bioweapons. This is happening. Fauci says he wants you to die.
Christmas 2022 is almost here.
And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset, War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, we're to the end of the line here together. And you read about Mao Zedong killing 65 million of his own people for fun. You go, why do you do it? Because he liked to. You read about Hitler. You read about Stalin. You read about all this stuff. You go, why'd they do it? Well, you're living it again. and Big Pharma is globalist run. They're doing it to everybody. I only played a few minutes of it. There's hours of it, of this Senator Ron Johnson report at InfoWars.com. Doctors and victims to tell massive death and adverse reactions from COVID vaccines. But it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy. It's what they've done to us. It's the reality. And now they're getting ready to release more pathogens into the environment. Fauci, tough to say if we advise states to stay closed for too long. Arguable whether shutdowns should have been longer or shorter. Old Fauci. New York City health officials urge New Yorkers to wear masks amid rise in new cases. Not a COVID, but everything else. But I had the former EcoHealth Alliance Vice President, Senior Scientist on, Dr. Andrew G. Huff, yesterday in the Saturday emergency broadcast that's posted at man.video that everybody should watch and share. And he was there watching them. He says it's a globalist plot for depopulation to collapse society and take over. That's the main whistleblower that Senator Paul and everybody else got their documents from. Bombshell. On InfoWars.com right now. On man.video. All listeners are like, we already know that. But do your friends and family know that? Only way this information gets out is you share it. They're all over the news saying, oh, the Arctic ice caps are melting. Super viruses are coming. The ice caps are the thickest ever recorded. Oh, the bioweapons are in the jungle. They're coming to get us. It's all lies. They're getting ready for the next attack. And that leads us to this. I've said I don't trust Elon Musk. And I'm not saying he's our savior. But what he's doing, exposing Fauci, has got the deep state incredibly upset and coming after him. But that only shows Musk is dialed in and knows there's a battle within the deep state for the future of humanity. And if the public just gets on the right side, we have the cultural gravitas and the weight to push it in the right direction. Elon Musk teases damning new Twitter files release. Makes shocking statements about Anthony Fauci. Says his pronouns are prosecute Fauci. Wow. Sunday Live, Elon Musk threatens to expose Fauci and Twitter COVID censorship. It's beyond that. It's lying. It's suppressing. It's suppressing therapeutics and treatments. He's a mass murderer. You see, Fauci told Congress that he never worked on gain-of-function, though he ran conferences and labs called gain-of-function programs. And Fauci told Congress and told the attorney generals of Missouri and Louisiana 2 weeks ago, he said, I cannot recall or I never talked to anybody about censorship and suppressing people, and they're about to release all the files. And then Barack Obama's handler crawls out from under a rock, and Red State gets it right. They say, you know you're over the target when John Brennan goes after Elon Musk over Fauci. And who else is crapping the britches? Alexander Vindman is in the middle of a mental breakdown screaming about Goebbels and Elon Musk. Yeah, don't release those documents. The first Twitter files were admitting collusion to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop and the FBI running Twitter and all the other big techs the same to suppress election news of their criminal activity and being Chi-Com spies. And then the next data dumps were blacklist of millions of Americans that they were secretly blocking. And then the next data dump was Trump and how they banned him so he couldn't politically speak. And now next it's Fauci suppressing treatments and lying and censoring doctors and scientists that told the truth. What a giant big deal. I'd be a liar if I didn't say Elon Musk is doing an incredible job on all of this. when he's not sending out 5G satellites and promoting brain chips and saying Alex Jones is the worst person in the world. But that's where we are here on December 11th, the Sunday broadcast. What an incredible time to be alive. And it just gets crazier from this point on. There are different camps in the New World Order. There are a lot of corporations and groups that have gone along with the different scams and everything. But now the New World Order is preparing open war with Russia. Hell, it's already here. They're preparing energy cutoffs, power outages, new plagues, new lockdowns, and a lot of people in the power structure are saying, man, we really shouldn't go along with this. Not because they're even good people, but they figure out, how am I going to have due process? How am I going to be protected with all my wealth if there's no checks and balances at all in the political system? So we've reached that come-to-Jesus moment in culture and in society where people go, oh, my God, this really is an evil agenda. This really is depopulation. This really is bad. And do I really want to try to join this and think I'm going to be safe? Because at a psychological level, an intellectual level, a computative analysis level, you know that going along with this is pure death. You know going along with this is a lie. It's an evil transmission telling us as a culture, as a society, as a species, as a race, commit suicide now. Give away your birthright to the stars. Advocate your responsibility. Decide you're ugly. Decide humans are bad. Decide we're bad for the environment. And roll over and let a bunch of crazy, mad scientists have control of the entire future of what's left of our species. There is still a life force. There is still a survival instinct. There is still that spark of ingenuity and understanding in humans, and we can get reconnected to that. But they know if broadcasts like this reach people that are looking for the truth, will cause a chain reaction, will cause a new renaissance, will cause a great awakening, and then their power is over. And that's why they're so desperate to suppress this. And that's why I tell you the answer is you getting active. What did they do a year and a half ago when Biden got in 2 years ago? Their number one threat was people at school boards not wanting pedophilia and racism being taught in schools. And they wanted to intimidate you and say Homeland Security is coming after you and you're a terrorist. Because if you get off the bench and don't let them have your children, if you get off the bench and spend your money wisely with groups that promote freedom, if you shift your mind before they get full control into that battle space, it's game over for these cult leaders that cooked up the virus and released it and gave us poison shots and put us through the mask and the plastic barriers and the lockdowns and the 6 feet of separation and all the cult programming to try to force us into their cult. The minute you realize that and break with their cult, it's game over. The minute you begin to analyze what they're doing and say no to it, it's game over. The minute you begin to share the articles and videos of them telling the truth, it's over. So share this live feed right now from InfoWars.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the World for the World, signed or unsigned. It's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Starts at 6 p.m. Central in about 12 minutes with Owen Schroyer. We only have like 6 minutes of ads an hour just for local stations. It's a big show. Always jam-pack your calls and more. Please continue to tune into that and share those links. Owen has been knocking it out of the park for many years. But he gets better and better. Look, we already covered Russia and the war and the fact that the people that run our country and NATO are directing attacks inside Russia, and Russia's threatening nuclear war. It's so dangerous. And now Fauci's in deep trouble, lying to Congress, totally arrogant. And here comes Elon Musk saying, I'm going to release all your documents. You lied to the attorney generals of the states. You are censoring. That is huge. And you've got Bill Gates saying a new bioweapon, you know, is being released. It's going to kill the kids. Give us all your rights. When it hits, this is all pre-programmed. This is so dangerous. And you've got right on cue all over the world, the deep states, from New Zealand to Europe, to the UK, to Australia, to the US. They're saying we need to have new lockdowns. We need to wear a mask again. This is the only thing that will keep you safe. It's insane. Now, we've got some big guests in studio this week and some major breaking news. And I just got to tell you, I had that whistleblower, Dr. Huff, on, the vice president of Ego Health Alliance that was involved in all this, exposing it. That's at band.video. That needs to be seen. That needs to be shared. That's Saturday emergency broadcast. Wuhan laboratory whistleblower confirms gain of function research. If that gets out, it's over for these people. There it is. Emergency Saturday broadcast. Top Wuhan whistleblower exposes globalist depopulation plan. It's got 388,000 views. It needs 50 million views. Our SPARS report doesn't need 4 million views. It needs 500 million views. We can win. We have the knowledge. We know the enemy program. We can do it together, but not if people don't take this serious and realize this broadcast has the enemy number and we know how to defeat them, but only together. And separately, we need funding to operate. Plus, we have great products, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bazo Beats, Ultra 12. They're all incredible. Up to 60% off with promo code 1776. Free shipping on orders $50 or more. We need your support. Plus, these are great products you have. Please do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. Here is a John Bound report. Sleepwalking into Armageddon. Then Owen Schroyer takes over. They came out on ABC News and said, oh, now you got to take 6 COVID shots a year.
The new Pfizer booster is cleared for anyone over 12 and Moderna's for anyone over 18 and 2 months out from their last shot.
How do we say 6 COVID shots 2.5 years ago? Because Bill Gates said to his investors that this shot gets rid of your immune system and people have to take 6 of them to 8 of them a year. So when I tell you this stuff, understand it's real.
You know, being able within 6 months to make enough for the world, I think that should be our aspiration.
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic.
A lot of people want to forget the lockdowns, forget the masks, forget the checkpoints, forget all the garbage that's ongoing in places like China and New Zealand.
You are criminal. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. And so are you. And so are you.
You know, our baby has just been medically kidnapped. Thugs have come in wearing police uniforms, and they've ripped the baby out of his bed and violently taken him out of the room. They've threatened to arrest us all if we even pursue our baby. So let this be a lesson to the entire rest of humanity, is the takeover has actually started, and it started in a hospital ward with a baby. I call on humanity to arise.
So we got to get ahead of this and keep discrediting it. If we don't, China is our future. So let's get into it. In Israel, the Ministry of Health in Israel is actively hiding critical information on the side effects to the Israeli public and lying about it while they have the actual data stored and know it's caused mass death, blood clots, you name it, and destroys immunity.
Quite known that Israel was Pfizer's laboratory. Pfizer's request to the FDA to approve the booster was to a great deal based on the Israeli data. But what the world did not know was that actually for the entire year in which almost the whole population was vaccinated, 2 or even 3 doses, Israel actually did not have any functional monitoring system. The monitoring was really dysfunctional.
I have all this information on my cell phone, not just because I'm a minister, but because we have a centralized digital system.
The Minister of Health the whole time just lied, not just to the Israeli population, but also to the FDA. And many researchers actually were very, very concerned.
In Germany.
And so one of the aims of the Nuremberg trials was to spend 139 days in trial, going through the law and medical ethics and the public conscience, trying all these people against those benchmarks and finding them guilty or not guilty depending on the evidence. But what came out of it was what the excuses were. And when you hear the nurses' excuses, it's all the same as what's being said today. I had a job. I had elderly relatives to look after. I was being bullied. Oh, it was a terrible environment at work. You know, you couldn't do anything to challenge any of the doctors. And we basically just did as we were told, thinking that meant that they were left off the hook. That's exactly the same narrative that's being promulgated today.
In the UK,
there have been more reported deaths and adverse reactions following mRNA vaccination in 18 months than there has been to every conventional vaccine administered worldwide for the last 50 years.
In Canada.
So the OAG report points to $13 million doses who would have been destroyed outside of Canada. So that was in large part due to AstraZeneca's doses, which couldn't be used inside Canada. As of now, there are approximately 10.8 million doses of vaccines of all sorts that were either destroyed or have expired in Canada.
In the U.S.,
the bottom line here is the vaccine does not prevent infection, does not prevent transmission. So why would we make anybody take it?
The pathway to prevent any more harm is all the vaccines need to be pulled off the market and withdrawn. That needs to happen immediately. All the vaccine mandates should be dropped immediately.
Vitamin C, my hospital would not allow me to use vitamin C. We're talking about basic safe drugs. And it's an outrage. What they wanted me to use was remdesivir. Where remdesivir we know, and this is not controversial, we know according to the WHO, remdesivir increases your risk of kidney failure 20-fold.
All over the world, you have the government boards, you have the most prestigious universities assigned to research it, saying the shots don't work, they erase your immune system, and they give you blood clots and infertility. And then the top Japanese doctor that runs the science department at one of their major universities in a government board meeting says, and they're all nodding their heads in Japan, that this is basically depopulation, and that they're going into the next phase of the diagnosis, and then it gets worse after the blood clots for those that even live.
You should have started from the beginning with the proper scientific light. So, immediately, disband the ridiculous vaccine casualty evaluation committee. Instead, set up an investigation committee to investigate all cases. And to do so, you need to get proper statisticians and some decent experts. You understand? Then do some tests and investigations. As Dr. Sono said earlier, if you have samples of tissue, consider the process of spiked protein.
Rand Paul comes out and he says Fauci's going to go to jail. Fauci created COVID and the shots are deadly. And he's going to go to jail for what he did. He, quote, will not get away. We caught him red-handed.
Likely there is no public figure or public health figure that has made a greater error in judgment than Dr. Fauci. The error in judgment was to fund gain-of-function research in a totalitarian country, fund research that allowed them to create superviruses that, in all likelihood, accidentally leaked into the public and caused 7 million people to die. Think about it. This is right up there with decisions, some of them malevolent or military, to kill millions of people. This accidental, but it goes to judgment. Talk about errors. You think he might apologize to the world for funding research that allowed superviruses to be created in a lab that was not properly outfitted for safety, that people were already reporting was dangerous, to support that type of research, and then to look the other way and say nothing to see here and to cover it up. For the last 2 years he's been covering his tracks, but we've got him red-handed and he won't get away. Historically, he will be remembered for one of the worst judgments in the history of modern medicine.
On and on and on. Does anybody feel safe in a country or a world where the government doesn't just allow this?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.